بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد بن سيرين رحمه الله, a famous narrator of hadith and a student of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, تابعي, very very senior and great personality, once was traveling with a group of people when they decided to encamp for the night at a river bank. As they were setting up camp, the people of the area approached them and advised them, saying, "Go further on. Every person who attempts to camp here gets robbed." On hearing this, the entire group packed up and departed to camp elsewhere, with the exception of Muhammad bin Sirin, rahimahullah. He remained behind, alone and fearless, trusting in the security provided by the ayat of protection that he recited. We'll discuss this now, inshallah, which ayat he recited. Muhammad bin Sirin, rahimahullah, then narrates the events that ensued. He says, I had not yet fallen asleep when I actually saw the robbers. They were wielding drawn swords. They tried to approach me more than 30 times, but were unable to do so. Knowing that I was safe, I slept soundly until the morning. I then packed my belongings and departed, continuing my journey. As I traveled, I suddenly encountered one of the robbers who was carrying a bow and seated astride a horse with a huge bushy tail. He called out to me and asked, "Are you a human or a jinn?" "A human from the descendants of Adam alayhi salam," I replied. The robber was stunned to hear this and asked, "But what's your secret then? We tried to approach you more than 70 times but were blocked by an iron wall every time." I replied, "The secret is a hadith which Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah narrated to me from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, 'Whoever recites 33 verses of the Quran Majid at night, he will not be harmed by a thief overcoming him or a predatory animal. And together with his family and wealth, he will be in complete safety and ease until the morning.' When I completed narrating the hadith, he was so affected that he descended from his horse and broke his bow, promising Allah Ta'ala that he would never again return to a life of robbery." So the ayat mentioned in the hadith are what we know as the manzil. Various ayat from Surah Baqarah, Surah Araf, Bani Israel, Surah Hashar. What we know as the manzil. So a person should make it a habit to read all these du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us for protection. But for these amal to be effective, there is a yaqeen and conviction which is required. So ulama explained that there are two systems or two means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the normal means, what we use every day, what we are used to. A person, for example, is ill, is not well, he will take medication. But that only happens, everything only happens with the command and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we are commanded also to use the outer permissible means, but together with that, to use the means which ulama term as a'mal, or some ulama term as yaqini asbab. That which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised the protection of Allah, shifa in certain ayat, or certain things if we read, but this requires conviction. And to develop this, then it is necessary that we repeatedly hear these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which promise this protection or promise a certain reward or a certain thing that will occur if we do this. For example, a person recites istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his rizq. And likewise, many other aman. So we should repeatedly hear these ahadith and speak about it so that this will develop this conviction. And together with that, stay in the company of those people who have this type of yaqeen. And in this way, we will develop this conviction. And then when it comes to those things that we are going to do, for example, a person is going out to earn his rizq, then to remind himself also that rizq only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person is sick, then before taking the medication, do those amal which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a person to do when he is sick. Then obviously take the medication as a means, which is also sunnah, and remind ourselves with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Allah, only you cure. Remove this illness from me. There are many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, we'll develop this conviction. And once this conviction is developed, then these amal will have the desired effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.